Welcome to the final Do You Know Him Telford podcast, brought to you by Telford Christians Together. 5 minutes to bring peace to your day. Life's full of choices, isn't it? Every day we make them, and most of them are pretty inconsequential. What to wear, what to eat, and so on. In fact, most of those choices we're probably hardly aware of making, are we? In our Old Testament passage for this week, Moses presents a very stark choice before the people of God. In Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19 he says, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make." That's a pretty blunt choice, isn't it? Life or death. Indeed, it's so significant that Moses calls on the whole created order to take note of what they choose. I suggest that throughout hashtag Do You Know Him Telford, we've all been making choices. We've encountered different aspects of the life, character and ministry of Jesus. We're called to follow him. But how easily we can make value judgments about which bits to pursue and which bits to ignore. Just as the choice Moses puts before the people, Jesus offers us life. And the very familiar parable of the sower gives us different outcomes as we respond to what Jesus says. We're looking at that in Luke chapter 8, and I found the way that Jesus describes good soil really helpful. He says, "The seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest." As I say, I find that greatly encouraging because I've discovered that following Jesus takes me time. I must confess there are times when I'm resistant to what Jesus is asking of me. The cost seems too high. It's inconvenient at the moment, and so on. But I also know that he has the words of eternal life. And as I wrestle with him, I find that often, in time, I do submit. I find the encouragement in this verse is to cling to what God is saying, even when it's hard. Be honest with him. Talk to him. Express your fears and frustrations. Listen to what he says and see what he does. If we cling to God's word like that, in my experience, in time, it yields obedience. Not because we get worn down by it, but simply because God's love wins the day. Don't forget that there's another aspect to this business of choice. God's choice. God has chosen us. Now there's a mystery in that, and it can lead us into all kinds of blind alleys. But laying aside the mystery, let's focus on the glory, the certainty, and the wonder in this. In the middle chunk of Isaiah, God keeps reassuring his people that they are his. He chose them. And in the Message version of Isaiah 40, verses 3 and 4, it goes like this. "Listen to me, family of Jacob. I've been carrying you on my back from the day you were born. And I'll keep on carrying you when you're old. I'll be there, bearing you when you're old and grey. I've done it. And I'll keep on doing it, carrying you on my back, saving you." The choices we make in life can be critical. God permits us to choose life or death, to follow his way or our own. And yet underpinning all of this is God's choice to love us and ultimately to give himself for us in Jesus. Why not ponder a moment the words of Jesus in John 15? "You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last." I'm going to close with a prayer using a version of the St. Patrick's Breastplate from the Northumbria community. "I call all heaven to witness today that I have put on Christ. I choose no other Lord than the Maker of heaven and earth. This day I will walk with him, and he will walk with me. I fasten close to me that same Jesus who came to us as flesh and blood and was himself baptized in the Jordan River. He died upon a cross to rescue me, broke free from death, its conqueror. He left us to return the more certainly. All these truths and their power I fasten closely to me this day, resisting my own selfishness and sin, refusing to live as a slave to riches, pleasure or reputation, rejecting Satan and all his lies. I call upon heaven to witness today that I have put on Christ. Amen. I'm Chris Densham, and it's been a huge privilege to journey with you through these podcasts. I wish you God's richest blessings as you continue to pursue him.